It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Oh boy, here we go. Podcast time. It's a podcast. Oh, jeez. Of course, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast. I don't know why we started like that. The Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Seigel. Gilson! 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. We'll hear a word from your sponsor, Gilson Seigel, at the end of all this, but let's get right to it. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid-ass opinion, and you just do what you want with it.
Give us a sick fact, dude, today. Give us a good one.
There is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one.
Oh, dude, let's go.
There is a McDonald's one, and I always like McDonald's ones because it just blows my mind.
Is the turtle one good? Read the turtle one. I like the turtle one.
All right, let's do the turtle one. Shredder, who's the main bad guy in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, was originally going to be called the Grater or Great Man because the weapons Great attached man. To his arms were designed to look like giant cheese graters.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't have quite...
He was also voiced by Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The guy who played Uncle Phil on Fresh Prince, yeah. So here's the thing. I don't think Great Man or the Grater has quite the ring to it as Shredder.
The Shredder.
Shredder's scary. Awesome. Dude, Shredder's scary as fuck, bro.
Dude, seriously. I was terrified of him as a kid. For real.
And, you know, when you watch the old one... Shredder is the newest one, the one that they did with like the CGI turtles
with a super shredder.
They made him a lot darker than I thought they were going to make him. I was like, wow, this is actually like, I mean, he's a bad dude. Like, you look back at some of the old ones, he was a bad dude, but it was like, it's still kind of cheesy, kind of campy.
Yeah,
you know what
still
I mean?
Kind of had the cloth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the new one, I was like, damn, dude.
Yeah. Man, watch out, dude. Yeah. This guy's got blades on his arms, man.
So, who was worse, Shredder or...
Crane?
Crane.
Crane was more I don't know. Shredder was more like Crane's henchman, right? Wasn't he? He was like... Shredder was still a leader, but he still like looked up to Crane, didn't he? Crane, like... He was like the brain... Oh, no pun intended there. The brains of the operation and like... I don't know. Like, he never really fought, Crane did. Shredder was, like, the muscle, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was... Was he the muscle?
I think so.
Because he was the brain, though. He was smart. I mean, and you had... I was never really scared of Bebop and Rocksteady. They weren't that... They were, you know, just kind of goofy and everything like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at...
Did you ever watch the old cartoons?
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? Dude, I was obsessed with Ninja Turtles. I wanted to be an effing Ninja Turtle so bad. It was the greatest thing. They loved pizza. They knew karate. They were teenagers. Like, it was everything a kid wanted to be. You know what I mean?
Dude, was there anything greater than getting one of those action figure dolls, like, no, for Christmas in those boxes?
I actually don't think I ever had a new one, and I don't knock my folks. I'm sure I did, but I got so... They were so expensive. I got a bunch of mine at garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got a lot of mine.
So I wouldn't like get the whole collection. Like, you'd get, you know, your Michelangelo for your birthday, and then you have to wait for Christmas to get Leo. I never had like the full like lineup, but you always had your rich buddy. You're always your rich friend whose parents just bought him whatever. And you'd go to his house and, you know, you'd tip over his toy box and just get all the...
Bert was that kid. And so I would go get babysat, and then my babysitter was across the street from Bert. He was a year younger than me, so he was in the grade under me, but we still hung out and everything like that. Uh-huh. And, dude, he had everything. I mean, everything.
Yeah, big basement, well-lit basement.
Yep. Yeah, and he had all the van and the toys, the pizza throw, everything, dude. Oh,
because they had like a ton of different turtles. You get, if you just your four basic, you know, turtles, and then you had turtles / like robots. And they were like the robot turtles, and then you could get the turtle lineup that would toss pizzas out of his stomach.
Yep.
Or you could get the ones that were all rubber. You know, dude, they were just awesome.
Yeah,
I missed that. I missed that feeling of getting one. Like, dude, yes, finally.
And if you go back to like, they did it so right with that first movie. The fact that they had them in the costumes was the smartest thing they could have done.
Oh, yeah.
It made it so lifelike. And
I think they should go back.
Nowadays, they could probably do an even better job with it, but it, I think that's what made it for us kids. Like, CGI, yeah, that's great, and I really do think the CGI ones were good. I thought they did a good job. They stayed true to it, but because it was lifelike, it seems so real. It seems so real when you watched it as a kid.
It's right there. Like, something's still about CGI that you know that's not real.
Yeah.
You know? Like, even though you know there's humans in those uniforms or suits or whatever, it's still a real person. It's still real. There's something about it.
Yep.
You know? They did it well too, man. They had some really, whoever the martial artists, whoever played those characters, did a damn good job.
Yeah. No, it was unbelievable. And I'm just looking at old photos right now. It's so good.
You know what's crazy is you can go on YouTube and you can look up the voices from the first movie.
Yep.
So the actors obviously didn't do the voices. They had voiceover work done. And it's funny seeing the guys do the voices for the Ninja Turtles because they don't look anything like...
No.
Like Michelangelo, he's like a short, stocky, like blonde hair, long hair guy. He looks nothing like you would think, you know? But it's just kind of wild to see the voice behind the actual character, you know?
I was the one guy that played, I'm trying to think which one he played. He was also in, I believe, Surf Ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was in Surf Ninjas, too.
That was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Was that 2?
Secret of the Ooze? Yeah, Secret of the Ooze. And he was the pizza guy. And he opens up the movie. He's the pizza guy, and then he goes down. And they start fighting in the in the toy store or whatever. He's Surf Ninjas, dude. He was good,
dude. For some reason you had three ninjas, Surf Ninjas. You had all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, ninjas were huge back then. God,
they had sidekicks. Remember sidekicks?
Oh,
in the
my
movie?
God, hell yeah, man.
Sidekicks. You had your Karate Kid. Oh, dude.
Yeah, Karate
tons
Kid.
Tons of ninja movies.
Yeah. God damn, dude. What ninja so popular? I wanted to be a ninja so bad. Oh, so bad.
I wonder why. Hanging out in the trees as a kid.
In my in my black sweatpants and black sweatshirt.
Yeah. I think I had slippers that I had my mom sew the middle toe or whatever, so you had like the toe, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I remember my dad was a teacher, and he also taught small engine class, so during the summertime, he would take us over to his school that he worked at, and we would get free rein, but he'd always let us in the shop, and I remember making this wood sword. He let us use all the dude, and I made the coolest fucking wood ninja sword. God, I wish I still had it, man. I think I had like a wood burner too that like I burned stuff into it, like a lightning bolt or something. I don't know. God.
You had those carpenter jeans with the sword loop.
With the sword loop, absolutely. It's not a hammer loop, it's a sword loop. God, anyway. So there you go. I could go on and on about how great the ninjas were, but that's it. So
there you go. Trip down memory lane, man. I like it.
That's going to do it. That's your fact and opinion here on the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll be back next time with another fact and another opinion. Here's a word from our sponsor, as always, Gilson Cycle.
Pizza time.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.